B'tachin for Life, Shir 8:30, Monday, Parshas Vayechi. We are explaining the concept of Ra, how we should view Ra. And it gets confusing, because sometimes a person says, oi, things are so terrible and things are bad. And really, on one hand, they seem to be bad. And like we explained, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to look at them as if it's bad, meaning to be misoyer and daven or have bitachin be'ezer Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will change it. But at the same time, we know that it's ultimately good. So even though the pasuk refers to loisuune eilecha ra, the pasuk says no bad will happen to you, that doesn't mean that there's something that's objectively bad. It just means subjectively, the way we view it, it seems to be bad. And it's an important concept to keep in mind, because when a person gets too caught up in the negative things that he thinks are negative that happened to him, he's training himself, chas v'shalom, not to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we explained in previous shirim, a person has to understand that this is good for him. When we're looking at the past, every davara is ultimately toiv. We just don't see it. And whenever a person, chas v'shalom, experiences ra, he accepts it and understands that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is doing a davar toiv. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sent it in a way of ra to give you a hisayris for the future. And that means that a person should have bitachin that be'ez Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will send them a Yeshua. A person should daven that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will send them a Yeshua. That's for the future. And we elaborated on this many times in the shirim. When it comes to the past, when something already happened, we view it as ta'iv because it is ta'iv. But when we look towards the future, we daven that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should make it better, should make it ta'iv the way we perceive ta'iv. And we explain that the purpose of ra is a hisayrus. Now let's understand what kind of hisayrus, what's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam trying to wake us up to do? So the simple understanding is a person should do tshuva. Like we explained, a person doing something wrong, when something negative happens, you have to understand that you have to fix your ways. We also explained that bitachin is a very powerful way to start when a person is faced with a negative situation, because bitachin incorporates in it all other mitzvahs. When a person strengthens his emunah and his bitachin, all other mitzvahs get strengthened. So therefore, when a person is struggling with something, ultimately it's toiv, we know, but the hisayrus that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sending you is that he wants you to respond. He wants you to be mechazik in your emunah, in your bitachin, in your tefillah. He wants you to tune in. And that's toiv. A person that's chas v'shalom tuned out is missing in his relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So yes, when the pasuk saying leisuune eilecha ra, the pasuk is telling you when you have emunah, when you have bitachin, you are fulfilling the reason why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sends these things called ra. The reason is to wake you up. When you wake up and you live with emunah and bitachin, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has no reason to send you ra. And therefore, leisuune eilecha ra.